Contact Apollo today for all your heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. Apollo was rated number one again last year and has been delivering the best customer service in the Twin Cities for over 40 years. Visit callapollo.com and schedule your appointment today.
Do you have any secrets that you're struggling to make this decision with right now, you guys?
Every day is a little bit of a struggle for me. Like, do I go for a walk? Do I not go for a walk? Do I go play basketball with the basketball I bought and played basketball with one time?
Or do you not?
Do I not?
Yeah. Do you have macaroni and cheese from a box for dinner?
No, it's always a dinner question. It's always like, we over-prepare for everything, Wes. Des and I will look at menus 12 to 14 hours in advance.
Shh, don't tell him that.
Oh, for sure. Wes will order the same three things over and over again, and I will have to have it down, but that's only because going to any place with Des takes 20 extra minutes or her going, go to me last. I can't order.
I don't mean to sound sexist, but that's definitely a lady thing, right? Like, my wife does that same thing. You have to order first.
I don't get it. I'm like, you know the food you want. Just order it.
It's because I mean, especially with Taylor, I need to know what he's getting first, because then we end up like sharing two things, but I just have to be in on what he wants.
Got it.
Like, so what decision are you struggling to make right now? 75617. You can send in some last minute ones as well. Do I still keep listening to KS95 is the first one.
Oh, boy. They've been listening to our product lately. You're like, you know what?
Oh, no.
I'm really questioning it. Well, I hope you continue to listen. You're still with us now.
Me too.
So what do we have to do to bribe you?
Yeah, we'll give you anything.
Pidge, do you want Pidge? We'll give them to you. We will give him to you the whole entire pitch.
Oh, it's just, you know what? Thank you for your patience as these are little growing pains, and we'll get there. Okay.
Next one, picking baby girl names. I think Desiree sounds perfect.
I think so too. Let's do it.
Have you had somebody come up to you and say, I named my kid Des because of you?
No, somebody named their dog Des.
And Crisco.
Yeah. Yep.
Really?
Yep. That's normal.
Oh, boy. They since changed them, I'm sure. Probably because they're like, who wants to be like, Desiree? That actually is a good dog
name.
It's
a great name. Yeah. You can holler it.
This is a good one for you, Crisco. Do I get pizza or Chinese food for dinner this snooze fest of a Monday?
Oh, man. I would go Chinese food. I had pizza this weekend for the Timberwolves game. Great. But Chinese food just sounds like perfect today.
Sounds great.
It does.
This one, I'm like, they're not real close to each other. I'm struggling with choosing to move to Rochester or South Minneapolis from my sleepy little town. The struggle is real.
Wow.
Those aren't close to each other.
Vastly different places.
Right. Boy, I wonder if it's like, is one of them closer to where they live now? So isn't Sleepy Town an actual town here?
Oh, I don't know.
Or sleep, what is it? Sleepy Eye.
Sleepy Eye, yeah. Sleepy Eye. Somebody was on from Sleepy Eye this morning.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Right. Sleepy Eye.
I applied for a new job in a new type of field, and I'm struggling if I should take it, if I get it, but I'm also miserable at my current job.
I really am interested in this text.
Yeah?
Yeah. Just kidding. Could you imagine? What? You didn't see the area code on that one, did you?
Is that from Roseville?
No!
Wait a second.
Stop it! Gosh.
I'm struggling about what I should do about my job. Swear to God, I'm stuck in the death loop in this place.
Then make a change.
Yeah, sometimes you just got to make the change, but way easier said than done.
It is, and the grass isn't always greener on the other side, you know?
This one is fantastic. Pidge, should I make the move on Pidge and tell him that I think he's hot? I know he has a girlfriend, but still, ..
Oh, my.
Sir Pitcherton.
I mean, I say, yeah, make the move.
Oh, my gosh.
You're in a relationship.
But I'm also curious if it's a guy or a girl, though.
Same. I was assuming it was a man.
Wes probably doesn't know. I get hit on all the time by guys, never by girls.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's actually, I take that more of a compliment. Really? As more of a compliment. Yeah, when a guy hits on me.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because they, for the most part, know I'm a straight guy. So if they're, you know, making their shot... Yeah. Then they really think I'm attractive.
Oh, that's
true. Really into Wesley at that point.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. A girl might just be flirting. A guy, he's, you know, really taking
a shot. I had a guy follow me into the bathroom. It was one of those like troughs that you use the bathroom at.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. Big one. He stood right next to me, didn't pee. Followed me in the bathroom, just stood there, talked to me.
Good for you.
He's aggressive. So maybe it's a compliment.
Okey-dokey.
Wow.
Do we have any more, or was that all
of them? There are a few.
Go ahead.
Do I break up with my cheating, lying fiance?
I mean, I think you kind of answered that in your question.
Another person, should I get a divorce? Another person, do I keep trying to work on my marriage?
Wow.
My gosh. Should I put myself in rehab?
Yes. If you're even questioning it, questioning it, yes.
Yeah. It's only going to, I mean, right now you're listening going, I'm not ready to admit it. I'm not ready to admit the problem. Becoming that person on the other side is going to be so rewarding. It sucks now because you're in the beginning stages of it. But when you come out the other side, oh man, are you going to be happy you made that decision?
Absolutely. Somebody else, should I continue teaching or give it up and work at a place like Costco?
Does Costco give discounts?
I bet they do.
Oh my gosh. Could you imagine?
Oh, I'd eat all day.
Oh, and the samples. I'd be like, let me go ahead and refill your tray for you. I got it. They're like, this time you're in your department. You're a cash register.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're a cashier. What are you doing over here?
I'm just helping out. I'll get these. It's great. I actually have to go to Costco today. I'm going to ask if they get a discount.
Yeah, it is. I bet they do.
Who wants applications?
I want taquitos from there.
I think we're good.
That's your number one thing you would get from Costco right now?
Well, last time I was there, I did a sample of one of them, and they were so good. And I've kind of had it on my mind ever since. So, yeah.
My brother told me we're on a mission to find, they have a double bag of Doritos, Cool Ranch, and spicy pickle or something like that. Yeah, or tangy pickle or intense pickle.
I'm always into pickles.
Yeah.
Aren't you guys? No? Okay. All right. Well, this got awkward.
Oh, sure.
Those are the secrets. Thank you.
Oh, boy.